2012 is caused by thought. 2012 is caused by thought. The thought I have now in my thinking system is the thought that is revealed in my life experience, and is the thought that is revealed in what 2012 is in my world. I like to think I can blame my environment for the manner in which my world unfolds. I blame the universe and the misadventures of science and myself for what takes place in a future utopian age. Outside of me is the cause of life as I experience it now and as I will experience it in 2012, when an apparent great outpicturing of a utopia supposedly takes place. It is absolutely my choice and thought of that which I am dreaming about that shines forth when this magical year of 2012 leaps into focus. Is there anything I can do about what 2012 will reveal to me and to my world? Is there any way in which I can endorse positive thinking that will stand out now as the foundation for my utopia, my ideal state, my ideal perfect state, where everyone lives in harmony and everything is for the best? The answer is a categorical yes. First, I get my proud insignificance out of the way of the desired directions. My thinking that I know is best and is what should be needs to give way to a new attitude which says, all is in divine order. To make such a statement as all is in divine order requires that I believe there is such a thing as divine order, or a perfect state of harmony, that the condition of what is best for everyone does exist now, and I can be aware of it and live according to its precepts. Intellectually, intelligently, logically, and academically, I say I do not understand what its precepts are right now. This is the reason I must get rid and get out of the way of the divine circuits, OPI, original purity and integrity, OPI. For the circuits to function effectively and efficiently, I must get out of the way. Life functioning by its original purity and integrity functions eternally without changing its focus or direction or function. My proud insignificance attempts to redesign my original purity and integrity, and in the process gums up the works, causes apparent mortality, limits its usefulness. This temporary interruption can be modified as I return my thoughts to dwell on my original purity and integrity, my immortality. Cells do not have immortality. Cells do not have mortality, really. They do not have death written into their design. They have immortality. The one utilizing the cells through its thoughts brings about this illusionary mortality. In a most confusing and convoluted technique, the cell's death knell is brought to bear on them, and apparent cessation is the picture shown to the world. When a cell is nurtured in a petri dish without limiting thought control, it lives forever. OPI, original purity and integrity, is the unchangeable immortal condition self-evident in all creation. What utopia is for all creation is self-evident and self-existent. A utopian expression is life functioning by its original purity and integrity, eternally without changing its focus or function. What is the purpose of any existence? This is a question I ask myself time and again, because I feel that what exists, such confusion and impropriety, are surely not the original purpose and integrity of creation. Now I say to myself, I get my proud insignificance out of the way of the desired directions, If I dreamed continuously and significantly, I could never come up with the fabulous manners in which life is expressed and in which creation can reveal itself. Hence, it is so important for me to get myself out of the way of the divine circus for them to reveal all that they are. Truly, there is no way I could dream the impossible dream, but I can get myself out of the way by letting go and letting the magic in me be itself and surprise me. Do I ever know what utopia means? An ideal and perfect place or state where everyone lives in harmony and everything is for the best? Even in my fondest visions, any fairyland I would dream up would fall far short of reality. Yes, reality! For reality extends beyond the imaginable, and the fairyland has neither beginning nor end. It goes on forever. What a great condition to be in. Now, how am I going to prepare myself for 2012? How am I going to be ready for the ideal, perfect place, state of harmony, and the best of everything exists without comparison or competition? Perhaps the most significant manner in which I can prepare myself for this dream world is to begin training myself today in the art of meditation, introspection, imagination, being a visionary, living in the awareness of my original purity and integrity. Now, this possibility steeps itself in improbability. The boys in the white coats will surely come out and put me into protective custody for my own good and the good of society. Dreamers out of touch with reality are not wanted. I am taught to be logical, based on facts rather than emotions, and reasonable, according to common sense. Dreamers are not wanted. I am taught to be a person who takes for real the illusions that the world has learned to accept and live by, regardless that the illusions are constantly changing and hence not substantial. For me to prepare for 2012, I begin today thinking thoughts of love and drawing a circle of love including all. I train my meditation thoughts upon utopia, my ideal perfect state where everyone lives in harmony and everything is for the best. The circle of love and harmony I draw makes my heart leap for joy. I do not understand it. I am it. My heart sizzles with a tenderness for all beings everywhere. There is no race, no color, no politics, no differences. All are the illusions of oneness. All are living harmoniously in peace with one another, with all. I create a world, a society, and a people living as citizens of the universe, not as brothers, but as one. Each being, by thinking their thought, living in the abundance of their choice, a house, a thought away, a dinner, a table surrounded by joyful people eating succulent foods that delight the spirit and the palate. Dreamers joining together to philosophically think through concepts which tantalize their imagination and their ability to create new and wonderful conceptualizations. Dreamers together thinking thoughts which enrapture the universe in its oneness are both understandable and visual on the inner and outer monitors of every being's awareness. My meditation, introspection, visualization, imagination, and dreaming are a right-now experience for me. Hence, 2012 is a right-now experience for me as I, in my meditation, introspection, and visualization, and dreaming, see my utopia. I am aware of my utopia, and I live in my utopia, my ideal state of being where everyone lives in harmony and everything is the best. OPI, original purity and integrity. 2012 is caused by thought. I choose my thought carefully and imaginatively. I choose my thought to be the universal best, universal harmony, universal utopia starting right now. I am the only one who can do this. I am the only one who can create my world the way I would like to see it be and experience it. For this reason, I can say, it is done. And so it is.